Governor Herbert continues to advocate a so-called bottom-up approach to anti-discrimination policies. That includes allowing local governments to create their own unique non-discrimination ordinances instead of taking action on the state level.
That being said, if there's some issues out there that brings people together, that unites us so that there could be a statewide approach, I'm certainly willing to look at it and consider it. I just haven't seen it.
16 Utah cities and counties have passed anti-discrimination ordinances. A 2011 survey commissioned by Equality Utah and conducted by Dan Jones and Associates showed about 3 out of 4 Utahns favor statewide protections. Brandy Balkin is the executive director of Equality Utah. She says awareness around this issue has grown to such a point that lawmakers are ready to act.
And I personally do feel incredibly hopeful that this will be the year the Utah State Legislature stands on a strong statement, that all people deserve an equal opportunity at having access to a job or having access to a place to live.
Balkin adds a patchwork of varying anti-discrimination ordinances is too difficult for employers to navigate. Should an agreement be reached on the issue, Republican Senator Kurt Bramble plans to sponsor the legislation. Whitney Evans, KUER News.